next morning, I realized that all I'd done was exchange one trouble for another.
When your husband confided in you about the theft of the letter.
Yes, his reaction was so terrible. I knew that Lucas had lied to me. The little you told me confirmed it. My husband's entire future, perhaps even the safety of the realm, was at stake. And I was the cause. All I could think of was getting the letter back. I was terrified that Lucas would pass it on, or sell it, or do whatever he planned to do.
And then, presumably, you read of his death.
God help me, I rejoiced at it. I knew that the letter must still be where he'd hidden it. All I had to do was get into that room.
You succeeded brilliantly.
Oh, I got the letter. Then I realized the truth. What use was it? I couldn't return it, I couldn't confess, I couldn't do anything. The whole thing had been in vain.
No, Lady Hilda. If you hadn't gone back there, if you hadn't replaced the carpet so carelessly in your rush, Holmes never would have seen the truth. And so now, God willing, we can set everything right.
Time.
2 minutes to 1.
Mr. Holmes!
Fear not, your ladyship.
Mr. Holmes!
Sir, what you are saying is preposterous.
I think not, Prime Minister. I am convinced that the letter has never left this house.
Preposterous!
If it had, surely it would have been made public by now.
But why should anyone take it in order to keep it here? Thank you, Fenton. Here, if you please.
I'm not convinced that anyone did take it.
Then how could it leave the dispatch box?
I'm not convinced that it did.
Mr. Holmes, this joking is very ill-timed.
Have you examined the box since the theft?
No. It hasn't been necessary.
Well, you may conceivably have overlooked it.
Oh, impossible. I've known such things happen. I presume there are other papers in there.
But you're saying it could have got mixed in with them? Oh, this is ridiculous.
Well, it's easily checked. Hope?
Prime Minister. Now, letter from Lord Morrow. Report from Sir Charles Hardy. Memorandum from Belgrade. Note on the Russo-German grain taxes. Letter from Madrid. Note from Lord Flowers. Prime Minister!
But this is it. And the letter is intact. Hope I congratulate you.
Mr. Holmes, you're a wizard. A sorcerer. How did you know it was there?
Because I knew it was nowhere else.
Hilda! Gentlemen, you must excuse me. Hilda, my dear!
Mr. Holmes?
Sir?
There is more in this than meets the eye. How did the letter get back in the box? Where did you find it?
Prime Minister, we also have our diplomatic secrets.
In The Second Stain, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. With David March as the Prime Minister, Jeremy Clyde as the Foreign Secretary, and Sabina Franklin as Lady Hilda Trelawney Hope. Mrs. Hudson was played by Joan Matheson, Inspector Lestrade by Donald G., Eduardo Lucas by Keith Drinkle, his valet Mitten by James Telfer, Annie Baxter by Melanie Hudson, Mrs. Pringle by Jill Graham, Constable Barrett by Matthew Morgan, and Fenton the Butler by John Fleming. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Second Stain was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools,